Good morning. Can everyone hear us? Alrighty. Good morning, SB. I hope you're all doing well this morning. My name is John, and I co-lead Kowloon House Church. I'll be reading and sharing a short devotion this morning. But let's first start off with an opening prayer from the One app. Let's close our eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, today we choose to worship you, to lay our crowns before you, and cry Hosanna. May we be like the donkey, willing to be used because the Lord has need of us. Jesus, use me for your glory and send me into the world to preach the good news. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we'll be watching a video that takes us through Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11.
Now when they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord has need of it and will send it back here immediately.'" And they went away and found a colt tied at a door outside in the street, and they untied it. And some of those standing there said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" And they told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David! Hosanna in the highest!" And he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12.
All right, thank you. Now I'll be reading the devotion from the app. The last time Jesus entered Jerusalem was also the time he received glory from God the Father, and it was just a week from his crucifixion. When he entered the city, he asked his disciples to do a weird thing. That was to find a colt that had never been ridden, and if anyone asked about it, they might reply, "The Lord has need of it." There were so many colts and people in the big city. Had Jesus arranged for it beforehand, or was it a coincidence? Was that just so simple as to do and reply as Jesus said? Would they cause any trouble? The disciples obeyed Jesus, did what they were told, and said what they had to say. Isn't that insane? Consequently, Jesus rode into the city on a colt, welcomed by a large crowd along the road. That had fulfilled the prophecy of the Old Testament. Be insane for God and follow what God asks you to do, and wonderful things will surely happen. Amen. Now I'll be reading from Romans chapter 10, verses 14 to 21. How then are they to call on him in whom they have not believed? How are they to believe in him whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without a preacher? But how are they to preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things." However, they did not all heed the good news, for Isaiah says, "Lord, who has believed our report?" So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. But I say, surely they have never heard, have they? On the contrary, their voice has gone out into all the world, all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, surely Israel did not know, did they? First, Moses says, I will make you jealous with those who are not a nation. With a foolish nation, I will anger you. And Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. But as for Israel, he says, I have spread out my hands all day long to a disobedient and obstinate people. All right. So I'd like to share a short testimony related to Romans chapter 10, verses 17, which is faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of Christ. So as some of you know, my dad recently had pneumonia and as a complication lost significant hearing in both of his ears, which along with COVID and the reduced human interaction seemed to make him more disconnected and somewhat in his own bubble, which was really concerning my whole family, including my mom, my sister, my brother. Fortunately, I was able to go visit Korea late last year and help my dad get a hearing aid, which I later found out are very hard to adjust to. And in fact, many people end up giving up using the hearing aid altogether. After doing some research, I found out that one of the best ways for someone to adjust to a hearing aid is to listen to the news or audiobooks where there's very little background noise, so it's easy to hear and allows for focused and effective hearing practice. A sister from my house church also suggested that my father listen to the Bible. I mean, what better way to improve your listening than to listen to the Word of God? So I helped my father download a Korean Bible app, asked my dad to listen to it. And while my father is a believer, one of my prayers has been for revival for both my dad's and my mom's faith. The great thing is that after a long hiatus, my dad started to listen to the Bible every day. And the amazing thing is that his hearing has seen discernible improvement. So I really praise God. Not only is God renewing my dad's mind and his hearing, I know that the Lord is strengthening my dad's faith as he hears the word of Christ. I've always believed that the word of God will not only renew our minds, but Romans 10:17 also clearly states that faith comes from hearing and hearing by the word of Christ. The simple truth is we need to listen to the good news. The more our faith will grow and strengthen. While I believe listening to the Bible in any state, you know, whether it's your daily commute or working out in the gym, or even in an unconscious state like sleeping, that will be beneficial. But I do think the example of someone adjusting to a hearing aid is a good lesson for all of us. Listening to the Bible with complete focus and attention is by far the most effective way for increasing our faith through hearing the word of Christ. We need to immerse our lives in the Bible, and that's whether it's memory verses, Bible stories, or Jesus's glorious life story. The more we listen to the word, the more alive and active it will be in our lives. So I'd really like to encourage all of you that aren't to make it a daily habit to hear the word of God, to really focus your attention on the word and meditate on it as your faith grows deeper roots. So, as Wesley prepares to lead us into worship, let's meditate on Romans 10:17. Faith comes from hearing and hearing by the word of Christ. And let's just ask ourselves, who am I listening to? Who am I spending time with?
The orders shake, the orders shake. Hosanna in the highest. I see a generation rising up to take their place with selfless faith. I see a near revival stirring as we pray and see. We're on our knees. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. 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 Heal my heart and make it. Open up my eyes to the things unseen. Show me how to love like you have loved me. Break my heart from what breaks your
Thank you, Wesley. Now I'll read the closing prayer from the app. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray you will give us a heart for people of different or no faith. Help us not to be ashamed of the gospel, but to present love before hatred. Help us to build bridges, not walls, and to reach out to those who choose to worship differently to us. And that your kingdom be made known through actions and not just words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's now move to community prayer. Let's pray for those with cancer and going through various treatments, chemo, radiation, as well as surgery. Can we move to the next slide? Yes, thank you. Let's pray for people that are unwell, but also need to know the Lord. Can we pray for those in the community that have various infirmities? Let's pray for those that are looking for work, Lord, and may we also pray for just really gainful employment for each and every one of the people on this list. Let's pray for the mission focus of today, Singapore, SP Singapore, PCM Kim, at SPIN, P. Salamat, P. Pastor Salamat, as well as SPIL for P. Ernie. Let's now cover our various education ministries, SP Kids, run by P. Mary and P. Lisa, SP Youth, Donald, as well as SPU, P. Andrew. Thank you. Let's cover our various prayer and healing ministries, IP, the well, as well as the river. Next, let's pray for evening outreach, SP Lights, as well as Homi Outreach. Next, let's pray for the house churches that are meeting tonight, East Bay, McRobinson, Olympic, and Robin Hood. And finally, let's pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for our home, for the government to be wise in terms of handling all the various situations going on today, the wealth gap, as well as, you know, all the division. May there be a lot of healing and restoration in the city. Let's cover our home. Thank you. I think that's it. So thank you everyone for joining, and I hope everyone has a great day. See you.